Avchala ben Parshat Matot Masei addresses the Midrash. It says when men came back from war with the Midianites, they brought back the women. Moshe got upset at them. Chazal say, Kivan sheba lichlal kas, ba lichlal taut. Moshe came into anger, so he came into making an error. And then he says, I can't teach you these laws of purifying the vessels. Elazar will teach you. Rav Chalap says, we have concepts. And when you draw something physical, it's to a lesser degree than the thing itself. A picture of an object is not the object. When you take a concept that's supposed to be a delicate concept and you bring it down to be portrayed by the physical body, so then, again, you are diminishing it. The concept in its essence is a great concept, and you diminish it when it's given expression by the limited physical body. And what you're really doing is you're taking something from its spiritual essence and bringing it down to a materialistic physical reality. And then you're limiting it by that. When you deal with the material physical world, you're dealing with something that is finite, something that has an end. And so when you take a concept and you bring it down into man's physical world, you're making it finite. It is an expression of man. It is no longer an infinite concept. And that's why we say certain spiritual concepts have to remain on a spiritual level, and they shouldn't be brought down into our physical, practical world. A person can't say that every concept of spirituality can be sensed by his emotion, by his feelings. No. Some concepts have to remain in the realm that's external to my emotion, to my feeling, to my experience. Spiritual concepts sometimes have to remain spiritual and in the abstract and not have a reflection in my physical experience. So we sometimes, especially our generation, has this desire to experience everything. I want to experience prayer as being right. Who said I'm supposed to experience it? Maybe it's a concept that has to exist. It's a concept. It's something pure. It's something real. And it's not always the way I experience it that is the reflection of what it is. On the contrary, sometimes my experience is very limiting. Our sages say that when Moshe Rabbeinu went into anger, he went into making a mistake. His anger stemmed from something holy. Technically, Moshe Rabbeinu was representing a holy concept. But it had expression in him. When that anger became a reality in this world, so now he's telling them in anger, what'd you do? You left the women alive. So then it's no longer a concept. Now you've brought it down from its height, and it is diminished, and it diminishes Moshe. The fact that there was room to be angry, yeah, there was, on a spiritual level. But here it had expression in the physical world. That expression right away diminished the truth or the purity of that anger. And that's what Chazal say, once he entered anger, he entered error. Because he brought it down, he gave it expression in this world. It wasn't only a concept.